Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
My message to you today is this. As we come into this Christmas season, I'm asking you to let us remind ourselves of the focus that we need to have. And I think as every minister, we strive to do this year after year to remind those that are children of God, that are in relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, to have a conscious recognition of what this season is about, because it's so easy to drift from it, and we've watched the drift over decades, but it is incumbent upon us to remind ourselves of who we are, why we are where we're at, why we're so blessed, and who blessed us, and why he came as a baby. So my message today is this: Jesus, a baby born superior to all. One devotional writer says this: babies are born all the time and they become kings, but no king ever came down to become a baby. And that is the difference with the awesome God whom we serve. Jesus, a baby born superior to all. No other baby was born to earth who had such a divine destiny. No king was ever created in the womb as Christ was placed divinely, miraculously by God himself. No God compares to this unique and unending God of power. No God. All gods, many gods, will say they have some power. But Jesus Christ is all powerful. No prophet exists like Christ Jesus. No prophet gifted to serve the entire world. There are some who are claimed prophets, and they're prophets to a nation, or they're prophets for some reason because of something they said. But no prophet is timeless, endless, and encompasses the entire world, affects them even in death and resurrection, because he is spirit, not just flesh. No other gods were born or created that could end up ascending to heaven. They're all dead and buried, called gods, but dead and buried, bones deteriorated, but our God rose again. All power was given to Jesus Christ when he came to earth as a baby, placed in the womb. But when he ascended back to heaven, he resumed all power again. The world celebrates many things, but we celebrate the life of the baby that was born superior to all. And all people today can say this: when they confess the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he miraculously enters into their hearts and begins to live in our hearts forevermore. There is no God who can touch that. No one has to convince me when Jesus has entered my life, because his peace is ushered in with his presence. Folks, his peace is ushered in with his presence. There are many who are claimed as gods, and they created wars, and they foster war, and they want to see wars. But the God of heaven came as peace. And so we wonder why so many still reject this superior Christ who is born superior to all other gods. And that is because God in heaven, when he sent Jesus, still gave us choice. He gave Israel choice. He gave Adam and Eve choice. Choose the fruit, choose God. Choose God's word. He gave throughout the history of Israel choice. Choose whom you will serve. and he gives us choice. He sent Jesus, and he did not go and say, make them honor God. He says, invite them to choose to honor God. I want to speak to online audience and congregation today that our God is not a punitive God or a destructive God. He's a loving God. And that is why we embrace him in our hearts. Isaiah 53:5, a verse that you will hear again and again. My God, Jesus Christ, it says this, he was wounded by our transgressions. He was bruised by our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and by his stripes we are healed. He took the whipping, the cursing. He took the insults and the injury for me and for you. So the most awesome baby is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Isaiah 9:6 says, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. The governments will be on his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ, our Lord, he's the Son of God. He was sent from heaven. He's born of a virgin as preordained by God. He lived and operated among human as flesh. He performed mighty, unprecedented miracles no one could ever replicate in the magnitude of what our Christ has done. It's proven that he healed the sick and raised the dead. He cleansed lepers, cast out demons. Some other mini gods will foster the demonic forces upon people by causing fear. But our God cast them out and cast out all fear. He rose again. The redemptive process of offering heaven to everyone. Do you know even the worst of sinners wants to go to heaven? And he offers it free to all. Free to all. So he's coming back soon to fulfill the purpose of true peace. And that is why we celebrate Christmas. The very inexplicable baby, the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:1 says, in the beginning, he was. Today, he is. Tomorrow, he is to come. What a privilege. And so I want to just share a few thoughts today about this most astounding baby, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is he? Who is this most astounding baby? Because the world is choosing to not accommodate or invite or accept who he is, and almost desiring that we, the children of God, would understand that it's okay not to say Merry Christmas. And there are many Christians who would say, well, let's just not do it. But I've never seen any others drop their name, their concept, their religious celebration. We celebrate Christmas. And why? Because he is the Son of God. He came with gentleness and goodness, and we celebrate his life. John 1:29 says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That's what he came to do. He didn't come to inflict sins on the world. He came to take away the sins of the world. Who is this great, astounding God? He is the light of the world. See, today we see darkness is overwhelming. Do you feel the darkness at every sector? But who is this great Jesus? John 9:5 says, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Jesus declared, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Is he in us today? Because he still is. He's not just was, he is. So the light is still here. He's the good shepherd, the God who only wants good things for all people. John 10:9, he says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go out and find pasture. And this phrase of pasture means good places. He'll find good blessings. When the shepherd was talking about pastures, the shepherd would lead the sheep to where they could graze on the good things to become healthy and strong, vibrant and productive. And Jesus says, that's who I am. I'm a shepherd to you, endeavoring to make your life good and productive, healthy and of good blessing to others as you see the blessing of God upon your life. He is the living water. In any lifetime, people, wherever they are, must have water. Must have water. We heard that recently as we talked about the hurricane in Jamaica, where many people were cut off from and their homes were destroyed. And they were saying that all they want is water, because water is a source of life. And Jesus, He comes as our source. He says in John 7, 37 to 38, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Because anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from their heart. Oh, friends, we don't have to be spiritually thirsty. Because when we acknowledge who Jesus, the baby who came to earth is, he will. He says, if you believe in me, he says, and then what will happen? Those rivers will begin to flow in your own life. Who is this Jesus? He's the bread of life. He demonstrated this by taking 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he fed 5,000. Here's what Matthew 14 shows us. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. And then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. He's the bread of life. Bread is a sustenance, and he's saying, I'm the sustainer of your life. And even when you feel that you have nothing left, he says, I will cause you to see that there will be much left over in you. I love the Christ of Christmas. Who is he? He's the truth. In a world filled with lies and deception, it's become a world of lies and deception. But Jesus says in John 8, 31, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It's very important that we get into the Word of God. Very important that we stay in the Word of God. For in a world saturated, manipulated with lies and deception, only knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, the baby Jesus that we celebrate, that is now Christ the Lord in heaven, it's only in getting to know Him, the Word and Christ are one, in getting to know this Christ who came to us, then we will be able to discern truth from lie, because there's coming a time it's going to be so subtle that only those who understand the Word of God will be able to discern what the difference is. Are you noticing that already? Such a gray area. How many of you now, you get something from your bank and you're still even afraid to open it because you're not sure if it's your bank or the others who want your bank? And it's so difficult now, and it creates a fear, but he reminds us truth comes into our hearts when we're in touch with who the Word is. Who else is he? So much more. He's the great physician. There's nothing too difficult for him to heal. Nothing too difficult. Today we have so many people shut in home and hospitals and convalescent home and many different places. But even so, nothing is too difficult for our God to heal. The Bible says in Matthew 4:23, he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease. Because he's the mighty healer. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. The paralyzed came, and he said, get up and walk. And right now, even in this place, there are many that need a healing touch. And there are many of you online, you need a healing touch. The great physician and the mighty healer, he's still Jesus Christ, our Lord, today. So right online, right now, and in-house, wherever you are right now, I'm not ending, but as I share, the mighty healer who healed the blind, the lame, healed all their diseases, the sick, he's here because he is. So if you need a healing touch right in your seat, right from your seat, right online, right in the bed where you are right now, I can't do a miracle. I'm not the great physician. But I can believe that the mighty healer will touch you. So right where you are, would you just stand in faith? Those of you that need a miracle touch in your body, in the name of Jesus, just stand right now. All over this place, I'm not the great physician. I just believe in the mighty healer because I've seen what he has done. So would you now begin to ask God for a miracle touch in your body in this very moment? And those of you that are not standing, there'll be another time you will need it. So would you begin praying for everyone that is standing right now? Everyone. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the baby Jesus that came to earth as our mighty physician, God Almighty, you're dispensing your medicine from heaven because your word says healing is the children's bread. So in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we declare healing in bodies in this place today. Whether it be, oh God, broken limbs, oh God, hurting shoulders, hurting back, God, those that, oh God, a fractured hip, oh God, those that are going through cancer, those that are going through the threat of cancer, those that are going, oh God, through different nodes and nodules and whatever the situation, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, my God, back illness, knee illness, hip illness. In the name of Jesus, my God, your word says you healed all their diseases. And by faith, we believe today no other baby could rise up and heal your people, but you have healing in your wings. And we ask, oh God, for your healing virtue to flow in this place. God, we have proven that you're a healer because we've all seen the great hand of God before. So we say, God, do it again. Do it, oh God. Foot diseases, knee injury, hip injury, back injury, headaches, migraines, my God, sleeplessness in the name of Jesus. My God, wombs that are filled with the presence and power of your creative design of babies, bless them. Those that are at home struggling, raise them up even now in the name of Jesus, because that's who you are. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's the resurrection and life. Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live. Do you know what I love about this assurance in John 11:25? That this life is just a passage. And that no matter what, my soul lives on with my God. And that's the most important thing. There are people with billions, but their billions can't buy their soul a seat in heaven. But my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ assures me a mansion in heaven. And who else is he, friends? He's the soon coming King. Revelation 22:7, look, I'm coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of the prophecy written in this book. The book of Revelation's reminding us Jesus is coming soon. When we light the Advent candle. And we say, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. These four candles representing who Christ is to us, peace and hope. We want to ensure that we reflect that one day, at Christmas, when we light this one, we're saying, Lord, we await your coming. That's all we live for. We're not living just for this earth. This will pass. But he has assured us, if we continue to worship the Lord, Christ the Lord, then we have what it takes to go to heaven, salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all. So Christmas means we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. In this Advent season, a reminder, it says prepare yourself. Prepare for Christ Jesus to come again. The baby that we're celebrating is to remind us that the King is coming again. 1 John 2, verse 28. Dear children, remain in fellowship with Christ so that when he returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from him in what? Shame. We proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ. Our God was anointed, appointed, but he's the awesome Lord. Many of us feel anointed because we have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We know we're appointed because Christ has appointed us after salvation. But our awesome Lord, all that I read before, that's who he is. For Colossians 1 says, for God wanted us to know that the riches and the glory of Christ are for you. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you and gives you assurance of sharing his glory. Hebrews 4:14 says, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. We got to hold firmly, folks, because the world is trying to shake up everything we believe. And that's why it's very important in this Christmas season that we reflect on who Christ is. Christ is the first and the last, the anointed and the appointed Lord. He's the author of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and now he's seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Our Jesus, the baby who came in a humble stable, ascended back to heaven, and Hebrews tells us he is now at the seat of honor by God's throne. And then it tells us, and he's there interceding on our behalf so that we too would not be shamed when he comes. So people are placing their faith in many man-made systems and schemes. And systems and schemes will last for seasons, but they cannot take you to heaven. Only Christ, the author of our faith, can keep us in perfect peace and guide us in a treacherous time. He's our blessed hope. Colossians 1:27. For God wanted us to know that the riches and glory of Christ are for us. And the secret is Christ lives in you and gives you assurance of sharing his glory. Does Christ live in you? Then hold on to the assurance of his glory. The glory of the baby Jesus. What did the angel sing? Glory in the highest. Peace on earth to all people. He's our firm foundation. Pastor Rob preached it last week, and I pray that it was not just a powerful message for you to hear and move on. Sometimes we forget what the word says, that we must be doers of the word, appliers of the word. Because our everlasting Father, as I read earlier, Isaiah 9:6, unto us a child is born. Do you know this should not just be something we hear at Christmas season? It should be a verse we memorize. If you were back in the good Bible, Sunday school days and vacation Bible camp, we memorize verses. As our minds are growing older and dimmer or slippier, how many of you walk into the room, stand there, and stare, waiting for the room to tell you what you came for? Come on, raise your hand if that's you. It's slipping. I know it's hard to accept, but it's slipping. How many of you men have put the thing by the door to take it out as you promised, and you walked by the door and never remembered it there? Men, let me see your hands. Yes, I see even some young ones. Even the young minds are getting slippier. But we need to memorize this, Isaiah 9:6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Government will rest on his shoulders. Don't fear everything you're hearing. God, it still rests on God's shoulders. Because my God will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, I didn't put it on there because I wanted to hear it. So let me hear. He's called? Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Online, you can write it in the chat line without looking on your phones. Because it's very important that we remember that this is the awesome God whom we serve that no other God compares to. And as we repeat this in our lives, we will remember that he's also our Father of mercy. He's merciful to us because of who he is. So folks, the only anointed and appointed awesome Lord, he is the answer. He's the answer. And the world wants to take the answer away by causing us to ignore who Christ is. But I want you to remember this. Christ is the head of the church. The church is his body. He's the beginning, the supreme over all who rise from the dead. He's the first in everything. Colossians 1:18. Then Ephesians 1:22 says, God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him the head over all things for the benefit of the church. Hebrews 1 verse 2, now in these final days, he has spoken to us through the Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son, he created the universe. Christ was there from the beginning. Christ will be there in the end. And so here's the verse I want to close with today as the worship team comes and prepare to sing for us. Awesome God. And you're going to sing it declaring who he is in a moment. In this Advent season, let's remember 2 Peter 3:17-18. He says this. This is what the writer Peter says. You already know these things, dear friends, so be on guard. Then you will not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people and lose your own secure footing. Rather, you must grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Folks, Christ is coming, and he's the coming Lord who loves everyone. And everyone who calls on his name will be saved. Jordan, can you go back to the top where I have the different names listed, or the different bullet points under the most astounding baby, the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you put that on the screen? Just go back one. The most astounding baby, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to go one at a time. You're going to tell me who he is. And you're going to say it online. You're going to say it or type it fast. Because today, I want to speak to you also. Salvation is for everyone. And even if you're some other country, some other city, or right here in Pickering, Ontario, Canada, salvation is required before heaven can be your home. And that's why we celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is he? There's so much more. I couldn't share it all because on a wintry day with our children's ministries coming at 6, I needed to get you out. But imagine if I was to list really who Jesus is. I would not be able to get you out within an hour or two because he's so much more. So much more. What an awesome God.
We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review it if you enjoyed. You can also help us reach others by investing in our church at ppclife.ca/give. Thank you again for joining us today at Our PPC Life.